Chapter 17. The Rise of SWAT Teams. Since the early 1980s, the use of SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics Teams, has dramatically increased by more than 1,500%. A significant portion of this increase can be attributed to search and arrest warrants related to drug cases, and the nature of SWAT use, which has been encouraged by federal funding incentives, has changed as well. According to a 2014 ACLU report, SWAT teams in the United States conduct around 45,000 raids each year, only 7% of which have anything to do with the hostage situations that were the original impetus for the creation of the teams. The ACLU reports that paramilitary operations are happening at about 124 homes every day, or more likely every night, and 4 in 5 of those are performed in order that authorities might search homes, usually for drugs. These raids routinely involve armored personnel carriers, military equipment like battering rams, and flashbang grenades. The ACLU studied 800 deployments of SWAT teams among 20 local, state, and federal police agencies just in 2011 to 2012. They found only 7% were conducted for hostage, barricade, or active shooter situations. The study found most were drug searches, with just under 80%, or 8 out of 10 SWAT raids, intended simply to serve a search warrant, meaning they targeted someone only suspected of a crime. More than 65% of the SWAT deployments studied, almost none with outside oversight, involved forcible entry, the use of a battering ram, explosive devices, or simply a boot. And because these raids often involve forced entry into homes, often at night, they're actually creating, emphasis in the original, violence and confrontation where there was none before, opined Radley Balco, the Washington Post blogger and author of the book Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces. Although police routinely cite the presence of weapons to justify an armed and violent SWAT raid, the ACLU report observed that weapons were found in only 35% of the cases studied. The ACLU said its report is incomplete due to the fact that of the 225 law enforcement agencies asked for public records, out of more than 17,000 total U.S. agencies, 114 denied access to such records in whole or in part. In short, we have police departments that are increasingly using violent, confrontational tactics to break into private homes for increasingly low-level crimes, and they seem to believe that the public has no right to know the specifics of when, how, and why those tactics are being used, noted Balco. Many SWAT teams are essentially accountable to no one. These independent SWAT groups claim that, although they are funded by the taxpayers, they have incorporated, and therefore, as private corporations, they are exempt from opening their records to the public. For example, in Massachusetts, several SWAT teams operate under law enforcement councils, or LECs, funded by police agencies and overseen by an executive board, usually composed of police chiefs from member police departments. Critics point out that outsourcing SWAT team activities is an effective way for police departments to hide their military-style tactics and equipment from citizen scrutiny.